Welcome to the SBCN podcast, a production of the Small Business Community Network, brought to you by Brad Poulos, small business coach, entrepreneurship professor, and author of the Small Business Operator's Manual, a guide to running your small business profitably.
It's Linda Ockor, Jenna here again, your host for the SBCN Small Biz Podcast. Thank you to our amazing sponsor, Brad Poulos. He's an author, a business owner, a mentor, and a professor, a really fantastic guy. Today's guest on the show is a returning guest, Kayla Drew Consulting, who is absolutely amazing, and I could listen to her all day. Hello, Kayla.
Hello, Linda.
I'd love to have you on the show again because I believe the last time we had a conversation, your business wasn't, you know, just starting out, but you were working towards, you know, your goals for the future. And now it's been a while since then. So could you introduce exactly what your business is, just so the listeners who don't know have an idea, Kayla?
Sure. So my business does back end tech setup for small businesses and also kind of upkeep and maintenance of those systems. So if you are setting up a new CRM system or a new online course or email marketing platform or something like that, we can help you set it up or we can help you optimize it or clean it up if you've been using it for a while, but it's not quite working for you.
So what stage, what kind of business owner are you looking at? At what stage, you know, are your clients, are they new businesses or, you know, ones that have been business quite a long time and got really busy, so need your help?
I would say all of the above. So we definitely work with some newer businesses who are looking to kind of set up those systems, put automation and things like that in place. And then also businesses that are a bit more established, maybe they grew faster than they expected to, and then they realized they didn't have those foundations already, and now they need them, or what they have isn't working. So we work with businesses at all stages.
That's a really good thing to know, so I can, you know, tell people who are looking for someone like you. Now, do all businesses, let's say I'm a business owner and I come along and I've got a business that's been established for about 2 or 3 years. Do I tell you what I want you to do for me, or do you have an idea once we've discussed my business how you can help me?
So I would say it's a combination. Usually when people come to me, they have something in mind that they either specifically want help with or a direction that they'd like to go. And then we talk about it and we figure out what systems they actually need to put in place, what softwares they need, that sort of thing. So definitely if you already have a project in mind, you can kind of take it and run with it together. Or if you're in kind of an earlier stage of business and you want my recommendation on what systems you might want to start putting in place, we can do that as well.
Are there any business owners like, in my early years of being a business consultant, some of the newer small businesses didn't know what they should be spending their time on, how they could effectively, manage their time, or what was the most important thing to work on at that, you know, time in their business? I mean, do you help people with that?
Absolutely. So I know I'm guilty of this, and I think a lot of people that I talk to are guilty of this as well. There's so much advice out there. There are so many things out there that you could be doing that experts say are the next big thing that you should be doing in your business. And I think we have a tendency as business owners to make it more complicated than it needs to be. So one of the things that happens when I'm talking to a business owner at the beginning of our relationship is they tell me all of the things that they're hoping to do and accomplish and work on, or all of the things that keep getting put on the back burner in their business. Mm-hmm. And then I help them sort through it and figure out what the thing is that is actually a priority right now, because chances are they probably don't need to be doing all of those things right now, and they may not need to do all of those things ever.
That's a really good point, Kat. I didn't think about that. And you make some good points about all the experts out there telling us what we should be doing, and this is new and you should do that. And I find that, you know, some newer businesses in particular tend to want to do it all, and then they get overwhelmed, and then they they choose to do something they enjoy, which is why they come to you for the help. Yeah. And other things get left, you know, and it's a shame. So as an example then, what do you think, you know, could you kind of give us an example of a client who, you know, you've helped in the past and kind of given them ideas what wasn't as important now and they might never have to do in the future, if that, you know, makes sense to you?
For sure. So I've had clients who have come to me and, you know, for example, one of the big things that people focus their attention on is putting content out there in the world that might be on social media or a newsletter or a blog or a YouTube channel or a podcast. Mm-hmm. And that's something that makes you feel like you're doing something to move your business forward. It's putting you out into the world and you feel like you're accomplishing something, which is great. And the problem with focusing all of your time on creating content is that that does not directly make you money unless you have a large following that you can monetize. So I've had multiple clients who have really gotten caught up in the content part of their business and have been less focused on the money-making activities, the thing that's going to bring new traffic or new leads into their business, or the things that are going to have them working directly with clients. And really, the things that are going to make money in your business are the most important things. So
what would some of those things be then?
So that would be, you know, like freeing up more time in your calendar to have one-on-one calls with clients if that's how you work with them. Or, you know, if you do, say you're a coach and you do online programs, maybe it's coming up with a new offering that you can put out there, or some sort of new product or service, whatever type of business you happen to have. I talk to a lot of people who have an idea for something that they would like to create that's going to make more money, like a course, for example, and they just don't feel like they have the time to do it. And so instead they focus on some of these other things that don't directly make money because it's easier and it's faster. So when I come in, we really focus on what's that big thing that's going to actually move you forward and hopefully make you some money. and then we work on actually getting it done. So if they're intimidated by the technology of putting together an online course, then that's something that I can help with. Or if they need help kind of strategizing and having someone keep them on track to produce the content that needs to go in an online course, I help with that too.
So as a consultant, would project management be part of, you know, your role?
Yes. So I don't get hired primarily to do project management. I feel like it just happens to be part of what needs to happen with the service. So we definitely need to outline what it is we want to accomplish, what the deadline is, and then break it down into what the client is responsible for and what I'm responsible for, and check in with each other regularly so we know we're on track.
So what you're doing really, you're giving them peace of mind. They are concentrated on the things, as you say, that, you know, brings them revenue, and also their clients. They're able to, you know, concentrate more on the clients. And you take care of things that they haven't got time for. They don't enjoy, because they don't enjoy it, they're not going to do it well, I don't think. You know, they're just going to throw it together. So what kind of tips would you give new business owners in particular if they are struggling with deciding what they should do first? So they've registered the business, you know, they've got the business name, the domain name, they've got a website. What would the next step be, Kayla? And, you know, when should they call you in for help?
So the first thing to do when you're first starting out is to keep it simple. So you know, depending on what type of business you have, you may only have one thing that you're offering to start. Just to keep it simple, that's the thing that you're focusing on that people are going to pay you for. And so you want to know what that thing is and how you deliver it and how you put it out there in the world and tell people about it and how you actually get that the eyes on it to look at it. So it's great to have a website that says what you do and how to work with you, but how are you going to get people to your website? Are you hoping for, you know, organic reach through social media, or are you going to do ads, or are you going to go to networking events? How are you going to actually get eyes on your website? And in terms of all of the other things you could be doing in your business, you know, if you want to be on social media, be on social media, but I would recommend picking one platform to start and making mm-hmm. sure that you know what you're doing before you add more things. Starting small with one thing at a time rather than trying to do all of it at once.
That's a great tip because, yeah, I see many people trying to tackle them all. It's okay if you are established and you've been, you know, you've got your brand going, you're established, you've been going, you know, maybe 3 or 4 years. And it's okay if you just park yourself on a social media site just to see how other people work it. At least your brand is there. But to try and tackle them all at once at that stage in the business, it's scary, isn't it? So do people look at the cost of your services and say to themselves, well, it's extra money out of my budget that I haven't got. So you must be good at sales, Kayla, because you're doing extremely well. So how do you encourage people to know to come back to you when the time is right? Because a lot of people get stuck at, you know, with that when they don't want to let the client go, but they don't want to lock them in the cellar and say, you will be my client. Mm-hmm. So how do you keep them in mind knowing when to come back to you?
Well, I'm going to start off with part of the previous question you asked, because I think it'll fit in. Mm-hmm. So you asked how people know that they're ready to work with someone like me, basically. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I think for a lot of people, if you're very new in your business, you're probably not ready to work with someone yet.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you are not making consistent money, then you shouldn't be paying somebody else to help you.
Oh, that's very honest. I love that, Kayla.
You need to pay your bills.
Yes. Thank you. I love it.
Yeah. So I would say, I tend to work with people who are a little further along because they do have that more consistent revenue. So they are at a stage where they can afford to bring somebody in to do those things they don't like doing or the things that they aren't good at.
Yeah, I understand. But you've got them, say, you know, interested in what you do. How do you stay current in their memory? Because they could easily forget you and then find someone else at a networking event because they've forgotten who you are. So do you do anything in particular for people to say, I'm ready now and I want to go to Kayla and Kayla can help me?
For sure. So I have an email list for current clients, past clients, and people that I haven't worked with yet, but maybe they will want to work together in the future. So I reach out to those people on a regular basis, just so they remember who I am. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people I engage with on social media, like that's not necessarily somewhere that I expect to directly get clients from. But it's a place to kind of stay top of mind with people so that they might be scrolling through Instagram and see a post or a video that I did and think, oh, yeah, I remember Kayla does that. That's something I want to do. I should talk to her.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, that's good. So you stay in focus, so to speak, so people can always see you, remember you, and find you. And at your stage in the business, your brand is very strong. So obviously, you know, they can Google you, you know, to find out who you are. So you made some really interesting points, because it's a struggle when someone's starting a brand new business, but you're quite correct. If we can't afford to pay for someone like you, then really we're going to get into trouble. We'll end up giving you all our work and saying, just make me successful. And that's not going to work, is it? So I love the honesty, Kayla, because let's admit there are some businesses out there who we don't know and don't have an associate with, but there are businesses out there that say they will take any client and they can 101% help them. And I prefer your honesty. If someone did come to you and you say to them, you know, obviously they have to pay you a fee, so you're looking after them, saying, well, once you're on your feet and the revenue is coming in and you really have moved on to the next step, come back to me and I'll be willing to help you. And that's lovely, Kayla. It's honest. You know, it shows that you've got credibility and people will say nice things about you instead of mean things. So how long have you been in business now?
Oh, been in business now about 2.5 years.
And you've made amazing progress. So as our listeners can tell, you're very authentic, you're very real, and I'm sure that is part of why people want to work with you, Kayla.
Mm-hmm. I hope so.
imagine if you do, you know, decide to work with someone like you, and it's, say, over a coffee meeting, but you've never worked together, and then you suddenly decide, oh, I don't think I like working with this person. It can be a bit difficult from the client's perspective, more so from yours, because, you know, they may have paid you money already and go, oh, I'm stuck here.
Well, I mean, it does happen even for me where, you know, I start working with someone and they're not the right fit for me, or they decide I'm not the right fit for them. And that's completely okay. It happens. And yes, usually I try to, you know, refer them to someone else who might be a better fit, or, you know, figure out a way that we can go our separate ways amicably.
That's nice. That's really honest. And again, just remind me, but I'm sure our newer listeners would want to know, what was it that prompted you to get into this kind of business, Kayla?
Oh, that's a good question. Well, I had known for quite a long time that I wanted to work for myself. And I kind of sat down and took an inventory of what I was already good at and turned that into a business. And then in the process of building my business, I figured out other things that I never thought I would be interested in. I never thought I would be focused more on kind of the tech and systems side of business, but I love it. So that's the adventure of business. You figure out the things that you really enjoy and you try to go more in that direction, and it can surprise you.
I wish more people were like that, Kayla, because when someone really and truly wants to start a business, it's lovely just, you know, thinking, oh, wow, if I do that business, selling widgets or whatever, I'll make a lot of money, I'll be rich and famous. That doesn't often happen these days, by the way. But, I mean, doing something you enjoy and then realising along the way, you know, oh, wow, I found something else I can add to my business that I'm really good at, because it means you can help so many more people who become your clients. It's always lovely to chat with you, Kayla. And if you ever have time in the future, come back for another podcast. I'm sure we can pick another topic to help our listeners, because the kind of business you're in, I think you take away a lot of stress from your clients, but also maybe they learn a lot from you as well, because you can't do it all, Kayla, however wonderful you are.
I think we learn a lot from each other, and that's the great, you know, part about working with business owners. There's always something new to learn, no matter how long you've been in business, and there's always something new to work on, and that's the fun of it. That's what keeps it exciting.
I love, you're always so calm. you do have a calm disposition, it would seem.
I try. That's the public persona anyway.
It's very difficult, isn't it? But no, it's a joy to talk with you, and I'd love to interview again. I'll let you get on with your busy afternoon, Kayla, and thank you again.
Thank you, Linda, so much.